Welcome to the MJA podcast. My name's Kate Swanell and I am the news and online editor for the Medical Journal of Australia. This afternoon I'm chatting with Professor Bronwyn Kingwell, who is the head of the Metabolic and Vascular Physiology Laboratory at Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute here in Melbourne. Hello, Bronwyn, and thank you for your time.
Hey, good afternoon, Kate.
You've co-authored a short report for the MJA on the composition of sugars in different popular soft drinks, comparing it between Australia, US and Europe. Why does it matter what type of sugars in sweetened soft drinks?
Well, different types of sugars have different metabolic actions, and two of the main types of sugars in these drinks are fructose and glucose, and they have very different metabolic effects. And because we know the primary industry sources of sugars vary amongst regions, we were very interested to see how that affected the final concentration of glucose and fructose in our drinks.
So what are the differences in the metabolic effects?
But the main differences are that glucose stimulates insulin release, whereas fructose has effects on triglyceride or fat metabolism in the liver.
Neither one of which sounds a particularly healthy thing.
Well, no, but it all comes down to balance, actually. I mean, sugar in and of itself, and as is fat, not bad. It's a matter of relative amounts of intake versus energy expenditure.
Mm.
But you're right, for most of us, we're taking in too much energy, and either glucose or fructose could have detrimental effects, but the nature of those effects may be slightly different, and I don't think we understand how they differentially affect our metabolism at this stage.
And obviously, if we don't understand that, we don't know what exactly we should be doing about it.
That's right. I mean, we don't want to be taking in excess sugar, but it could be that drinks of a certain composition have an increased risk for certain types of metabolic diseases versus drinks from other regions. So in Australia, we've found that our drinks have a higher glucose concentration, and that relates to the fact that our sugars come from sugar cane, and so that's primarily sucrose.
So how do we stack up against, say, the US?
The US mainly sources their sugars from high fructose corn syrup, which has more fructose in it by definition, although there is some glucose as well. But as I said, we end up with about 20% more glucose in our Australian drinks. And
wow.
That means our drinks, yeah, will have more effect on blood insulin levels, which in the long term may increase risk for diabetes. We don't know. We've simply at this stage made the observation that we have this 20% higher glucose concentration.
So we don't know yet whether those differences are reflected in the disease burdens that we're seeing.
No, look, we've gone on to do some systematic reviews of what we know about Australian soft drinks in relation to cardiometabolic risk factors. And in fact, there haven't been many studies which have focused exclusively on Australian drink composition. So I think we're a bit in the dark at the moment as to what the long-term consequences of consumption of Australian drinks are. But I think what this study does is to put it out there that that our drinks are of a different composition, and this is something that we do need to look into.
Does it affect the worthiness of a sweetened beverage tax, or does it affect what kind of beverages we should be taxing if we're going to do that?
I don't think it has any impact on whether or not we have a tax. I think a tax could be useful as part of a suite of measures to help reduce consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. But the overall, it's important to note that the overall sugar content of our drinks in Australia is very similar to other countries. It's the relative concentrations of these different types of sugars that we've found to vary.
Okay. So what should this study generate in terms of further research?
I think what we need to do now is to understand whether there are any specific differences in the effect of our drinks on risk factors for diabetes and cardiovascular disease versus drinks in the US where the fructose concentration is higher. I think the main comparison is with the US. The European concentration of glucose is very similar to ours. Their primary industry source of sugar is different. It's sugar beet, but the main type of sugar in sugar beet is sucrose, as is our sugar cane. So it ends up stacking up in a similar way to Australia. The bottom line is if you're taking in excess sugar relative to your energy expenditure, that's bad news. It's just what type of bad news.
Whether it's going to kill your liver or your...
That's right, or whether it might be your pancreas that goes first. And I think really that's probably what it comes down to. It's interesting to note.
All right. It sounds like an interesting stepping off point for more research.
It is. Yes, that's right.
Terrific. Thanks so much for your time, Bronwyn.
Terrific, Kate. Thank you.